Today's Mishnah Berurah Yomi Shir is Daf Yud Ches Omud Beis, and we begin Simen Yud Seif Ches. The Mechaber writes about a certain type of garment called the kapa. Shehi pesucha beinyon sheyesh la'arba knofos. It is open on the bottom so that it appears to have four corners. So if you imyikbabu ba, if you were to tie it with a stringa, which is something like a drawstring, or maybe even a string actually, as the Mishnah Berurah will explain in Siv Katan Chavches, dovor hamechaber tzodei habeged achas elechos, it's some sort of a item, like a drawstring, or even a string, that connects the sides of the garment together, so now you no longer have what appears to be four corners. And la'asosa kistuma, now the Mechaber writes, and it looks like it's closed, so you're not wearing a four-cornered garment. It looks, for all practical appearances, like it's a closed garment. Kidei lepotra mitzitzis, and if you do so, it would be exempt from having tzitzis. You couldn't put tzitzis on this garment. So he says, eino moil tikkun zeh, this will not exempt it from tzitzis, and it will still be classified as a four-cornered garment unless im lo tia kavua mechatzi orka ulamata l'chol apachus. You have to close off significantly at least the bottom half of this. V'gam shetia kavua l'mata meyachagor, below the belt line. It has to be also totally closed off, so when somebody is seeing this, it will not look like a four-cornered garment. As the Mechaber himself says, l'man yeh harov hasosum rov hanir lo'inayim. So if somebody is looking at this person and they see, hey, this is a garment, does it have four corners? No, they would say it doesn't have four corners, and that's why it doesn't have tzitzis on it. The imlo came because if it doesn't have that appearance, i.e. it does look like it still has four corners, even though you closed it off somewhat with a drawstring or some sort of a string that closes it off, ye'oser mishum maris ayin. Then you can't go without putting fringes on the four corners because of maris ayin. In Siv Katam Chavtes, the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to make it look like it's closed off. L'chein ein lasos betalos katan kirosim. Therefore, he says, do not make it, when you're making a talis katan, a garment that has four corners, don't put on snaps on it that will attach l'mata mechetzo, below the halfway point, that attach the two bottom parts together so it looks like it's not four corners. They have a kisosum, because that will entail you having this problem. Does it or does it not have tzitzis required? V'ushin nichfafin ma'od, roshi akrosim l'tzad hasheni. But this is only true if it really brings the two sides together so it looks like it's one. Sheni yachol l'hatirun el yedei ma'isa. And furthermore, it can't be easily undone. Let's say you have this knot that you made over there that really requires something extra effort to go and undo it, or it's sewed in a certain way that it really requires a person to undo it with a real maisa, a real action. If that were the case, the bezeh chashivei chibur gomur. Then, in that situation, if it's really tied tightly together, so even though originally it had four corners, but now the four corners are essentially sewn together or some way tied together in such a way that it's very difficult to take it out, so then this is considered a chibur gomer, whether it's regards to tzitzis or in regards to a din of kilayim. If this was two separate materials, linen and wool, that aren't allowed to be put together, and you tied them together this way, even though you didn't sew them fully together, it would count as kilayim. So too, v'hein linyan tzitzis, so too in regards to tzitzis, it's now not considered a four-cornered garment. Avo belav hachi, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you didn't tie it tight enough, lo choshev chibur ayidei zeh, this does not constitute a chibur, a connection over here, and therefore it would be considered still a four-cornered garment. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed adds that if you're wearing this garment underneath your clothing, like we do, as is our common practice to wear our talis katan underneath our clothing, a discussion that we had much earlier as to where is the proper place for the talis katan, above your shirt or below your shirt, for example. So the Mishnah Berurah says, for those of us, if your talis katan is worn underneath your garment, underneath your shirt, as we do, at least amongst Ashkenazim, and therefore when you're walking, even in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not considered as being visible, and there is no concern, therefore, of Marisai and somebody thinking that you're wearing a four-cornered garment when you're not, Yesh Lahatir, then it's permissible, Delo Shaykh Wazir Marisai, since we don't have over here any concern of people thinking that you're not wearing a four-cornered garment in this that has tzitzis on it, so therefore there is no concern. This gives us a good chance to address a Mishnah Berurah that we didn't get a chance to in yesterday's year, where the Mechaber had said that you're chayev betzitzis on a certain type of a garment that wasn't clear that it was closed or not closed off perfectly, and we said that you should put tzitzis on it without making a brach on them when it was a suffix situation. And the Mechaber had said, "Ve'ein yotzim bo b'Shabbos." One should not go on Shabbos with a garment because it's unclear then, as the Mishnah Berurah had said, the Shema Potur, actually the garment's not obligated in tzitzis, and if you're walking out in the Rishus HaRabim, v'tzitzis hevi kemasui, and therefore the tzitzis which are attached to this garment aren't obligated in tzitzis, this garment, and therefore the tzitzis that you're carrying are not part of the garment. And as we'll learn this halacha later on in Simen Yud Gimel, therefore there's a concern over here that you're carrying the tzitzis on Shabbos, even though you're wearing them as part of this garment, but since the garment is not obligated in it, one shouldn't go out in such a garment in a real Rishus HaRabim. Of course, if there's an Erev, or it's not a real Rishus HaRabim, we'll talk about it in a second, then it's permissible. So Morgan Avram writes that, however, even if it's not a full Rishus HaRabim, af le karmelis also, even if it's only an issa derabbanan to carry in a karmelis, which is a certain type of a domain that is not a full Rishus HaRabim, it would halachically be a Rishus HaYachah, but the rabbis said it looks too much like a Rishus HaRabim to allow it to be considered a pure Rishus HaYachah in regards to carrying, and they asked carrying in it as if it were Rishus HaRabim, but only the Rabbanon. In this situation, also, the Einos in Safik, the Rabbanon Lechatchila. So the Magen Avraham said, don't even wear such a garment that has a Safik. Does it not need tzitzis? And you have tzitzis on it, don't wear that certainly in a Rishus HaRabim, but not even in a Rishus of a Karmelis. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings many are Mekel in this, for Rabbim, Min HaAchronim, Maskimim, Min HaOlas Tamid, the Mekel, because many agree with the Olas Tamid who said you can be Mekel. This includes the El Yerabah, the Nar Sholom, the Artsus HaChaim, and the Chayi Adam. In Dirshu No. 20, he brings down the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who says that this is something that is not so clear. Shahari Afal Pisha Begid Ze'enu Chayiv B'Tzitzis. He says, even though the garment is not Chayiv in Tzitzis, Elamach Masasofik, we're only putting the Tzitzis on in Sofik, he says that still doesn't make the Tzitzis a problem. And he disagrees with the Mechaber, who says you shouldn't go out with it on Shabbos. He says, Mikol Mokom Einu Choshev Kemasui. These tzitzis aren't there as a burden that you're carrying. They're there for a purpose. Mimanav Shach, if the tzitzis are required, if this garment requires tzitzis, so then that's why you're put the tzitzis on it, to be Yotzei that. And therefore, if the garment doesn't require tzitzis, you wouldn't be taking off those tzitzis anyway because you're leaving there for a safek. So therefore, he says that you should be allowed to go out with this even on Shabbos. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that the Shulchan Aruch would hold differently. And the Shulchan Aruch, who said that you can't go out with this on Shabbos, would say that since you're not obligated in the tzitzis, and eventually if you're intending to go and make this a garment that would be fully obligated in tzitzis, you might have intention to take off those fringes, and therefore one shouldn't go out with this on Shabbos. He then has a further discussion. See the rest of the footnote there in note number 20. In Dir Shuno 21, he brings down the opinion of the Eishel Avraham Mibachach, who says that buttons, if you're snapping the two bottom parts of what would have been a four-quartered garment together with buttons, so then the buttons are considered like a loose tie, and it wouldn't be considered over here that it was closed off. It would still be considered pasuach. It would be considered as if it was open and has four corners and would be obligated in tzitzis. Se'if Tes, the Mechaber writes, HaKinofayim, the corners of the garment, Sarich Shiyu Mirubos, they have to be squared off, they have to be rectangular, Velo Shiyu Agulos, and they can't be curved, they can't be circular. We know it has to have four corners, and we define a corner as being a squared off rectangular corner as opposed to a circular corner. How do we define what is the difference between a curve and a straight edge angle? Does it have to be literally exactly a 90 degree angle? What happens if it's 89 degrees? Is that considered curved? Is that considered a straight angle? So the Mishnah Berurah very tersely says, Ein igul nikra knaf. A circular corner is not called a corner. It's called a circle. And therefore, that's not considered requiring tzitzis on such a garment. In the Bir Halacha, he goes into it a little bit more in detail. How much, Tzarich Iyun, he says you have to delve into this question, how much is considered over here circular versus squared off? He says, the Ein Svar Lomar, the Ayideh Mashuhu, that it doesn't make any sense to say that if there's the slightest curvature there, it's an 89 degree angle rather than a 90 degree angle, She Agel Chudo Shalaknaf Tipoter Shuv HaBeged Mitzitzis, that if, unless it's a perfect 90 degree angle, that it's requiring tzitzis. If it's an 89 degree angle, it's not. He says that doesn't make any sense. Delo Yodif Ribu HaBeged Mibruah Mizbeach. He brings a raya that the Beis HaMikdash, which also had to be, the Mizbeach, the altar, had to be squared off. And there we see that a breakage or a lack of having it perfectly square or rectangular doesn't destroy it from being kosher. And he says that even if you have in the Beis HaMikdash gum or a blemish in one of the corners that is pachos mitefach, still considered kosher. So it doesn't make sense that by the tzitzis we should be so medaktik. And it doesn't specifically point out where that blemish should be on the mizbeach, making any difference between whether it's blemished in the corner or blemished in the middle. It's still considered a kosher mizbeach, even if it has such a small blemish any place. And if that blemish is in the corner, it still carries the name of having ribua, still a corner. So he says, maybe one can make a distinction, however, because the mizbeach is so big, so a small blemish isn't noticeable. But in a garment, which is much smaller, maybe a small rounding off is significant. And he's left with a tzorich iyun. It doesn't come to a clear decision. Dir Shuno 23 brings down the Dinim v'Hanhagos, quoting the Chazon Ish, who says that it depends on its appearance grossly. The gross appearance, just taking a look at it, if one would have the impression that it is square and not circular, then it's chayiv in tzitzis. In the Shona Halachos, however, Menashe Klein, the Umva Rav Zatzal, writes, he brings down the Bir Halacha, who says it's still a tzorich iyun, as we just said. However, later on in the Mishnah Halachos, he himself writes, V'yu aknofos mirubos ribua gomor, that it should be a real square, a real corner, 90-degree angle. Again, he doesn't define exactly what the limit is. Where it's a little bit easier to say at what point it definitely is considered a circle. And the Moruk Tzir writes, "Sheyisrachaku hatzedodim mehazovis ayidei ha'igul mishir shlosh etzbos." If, as a result of the curvature, it's more than a distance of three etzbos from the corner, a distance of about 3 inches or so, sheyosem ikach kvar nolnikar orech v'rochav b'knap, then it's clear that it's not a right angle. It certainly would not require tzitzis. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the distance is shlosha tfachim. If it's a much larger curvature, then it certainly doesn't require tzitzis, somewhere in the area of about a foot. As opposed to the din by tefillin, which we're much more makbid on, there even a little bit, if the tefillin aren't perfectly squared, is a bigger concern, albeit it still doesn't have to be an absolute perfect square. We'll learn this when we get to Hilchos Tefillin. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, Mitznefes Petura, some sort of a head garment that is square, doesn't require tzitzis on such a head garment, as we'll see, because it's made for the head and not for the body, and tzitzis are by definition for the body. It says, Ksuscha, your garment, and not your headgear. However, this is true, that your headgear don't require tzitzis. The Mechaber says, Afilu shel arzo samarav, this includes even the Middle Eastern countries, Sheshanei Roshel mushlochim al kisveim begufam, where they would have apparently a headgear that had long parts of the headgear hanging down, which would be wrapped around the body, around the shoulders and around the bodies. So it's not a pure head garment, it's actually something like a head garment that also has a sweater attached to it. V'afal pi shemiskasa bo rosh v'rubo, and even though this garment covers up your head and a significant part of the body, nevertheless, potter, it's exempt from tzitzis. Why? Kivan she'ikaro l'chaso sarosh, because it's specifically made as a head covering. And even though it also covers up the body, its ikar purpose is the Mechaber writes, the chsuscha, the Torah says, Amar Rachmana, v'lo chsus harosh, and not for a head covering that also happens to cover the body. Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Lamed Beis says that heichen lo mitchila rak bishul kisoy rosh. And this is because it was originally designated as a head covering, some sort of a garment for the head, and albeit it has utility for the body as well, it's called a head covering, and head coverings by definition are excluded from the obligation of tzitzis. In Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah brings down something that we had discussed previously, and he says, Masha osin atara l'talis, many people, they put an atara on their talis, either made out of silk or made out of gold or silver. Lo mipnei she'ikara nasa l'kisui harosh. Don't think for a second that that part of the talus was specifically designated for the head, and maybe it should be potter from tzitzis. El mishom heker shetzitzis ha'ayonim lo yischalfu lamata. That purpose of putting on the silk top cover or the silver atara that you put on it is to show you which side is top and which side is bottom, which, as we brought down previously, as the Mishnah Berurah says over here, go look in Simen Ches, Sivkot and Tes, the idea there being that you should always have the tzitzis on the top part of the talus, always on the top part being worn, because it's a higher kedusha to that. He brought down there, and he brings down over here again, the Arizal, who wasn't machbid on this. He says this doesn't apply with the garment that applied in the Beis HaMikdash with the krushim, with the boards of the Mishkan, but it doesn't apply over here with tzitzis. He then quotes as well the El Yerabba, who was makel on this, as are others. The Aruch HaShulchan was not in favor, as we had actually mentioned previously, and can be found in Dir Shuno 24, with putting on such an atara on the talis. But in the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says that it is permissible. It's kedai to point out what we pointed out previously, that one should be careful, according to many poskim, not to write words of psukim or the bracha on the atara, because you may come to sit on it, you may come to carry it into the bathroom, because technically a talis can be worn in a bathroom, and this would be a pagam on the psukim, this would be improper. In the next sif, we will talk about something similar to the head covering that also stretches over the shoulder. We'll be talking again about the tse'ifim, various types of scarves, and what the halacha is over there. We'll have to wait till tomorrow's shir. We will point out there that sometimes in order to get around the machlokas, it's better to go make sure that you don't have a four-cornered garment, because sometimes there are opinions that state that these things do require tzitzis, and even though we paskin that they don't, to get oneself out of a machlokas, it's sometimes better to make sure that there isn't any controversy at all. And rounding off the corners is the best idea. This ends today's shir.